to adventures on screen, because the Cape Town Adventure Film Festival is back. Opening night tomorrow evening, and the event continues until the 20th of April, which is next week, Saturday. Several different venues, several themed evenings this year, and to talk us through the highlights and a little bit more about the sort of the why behind this event, it's such a pleasure to welcome back to studio James Hallett, who came up with the concept back in 2018. I can't believe it was that long ago, James, that we were talking. Welcome.
How's it, Pippa? Yeah, thanks, thanks so much for having me back. And yeah, it is so, that's so long ago. It is has been so long.
And I mean, we talked then, it was a kind of a fledgling dream. You had this idea that this is the kind of content that there is a market for, that loves the outdoors, that's interested in conservation and sport and adventure and travel, and would love to see that reflected on screen. But it wasn't ever just about entertainment, was it? It was also about growing our own capacity to make those films.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, we right from the word go, it was all about trying to support the local film industry and the adventure genre specifically, knowing that Cape Town has such an amazing adventure community, you know, a lifestyle orientated adventure community, sporting to the wildlife and the outdoors. So, you know, it was a natural sort of progression to try to bring in the film genre to try to showcase that. Of course, in those early days, there was, you know, the genre's matured tremendously since then. So in those early days, we kind of had to balance ourselves with the international content as well as the local content.
Yeah.
This year, we're very excited. I mean, it's amazing to be able to relaunch 4 years down the track, COVID hangover and be able to really showcase a lot more South African content this time around. So very excited about that. Yeah,
I mean, you talk about the genre growing. I was, as you said that, I thought, you know, when we first had this conversation, it was quite a niche market. It was not a style of film that many people, unless you were into adventure sports yourself, would go looking for. Now we're sitting here talking in the age of Netflix. Everybody watched Free Solo. That kind of content is suddenly much more mainstream than it used to be. Not so.
100%. And yeah. I mean, if you also think back to the local production of My Octopus Teacher, also winning an Academy Award at the Oscars, you know, it definitely puts the South African and the adventure genre, the outdoor genre on the map fully.
Fantastic.
And so I think the main thing for us is obviously to try to, as we grow further from here, is to try and incorporate more and more and build the genre and build the local production of.
Because I mean, the jobs attached to the genre of filmmaking, they're huge. I mean, we're not just talking about directors and the adventure athletes who are at the heart of the film or the subject of the film. It's the lighting, it's the catering crews, it's the locations, the scouts, the casting agents, all of that stuff that goes with it. I mean, James, the number of associated knock-on jobs that it creates, huge.
100%. I think you'd be surprised. I don't think you'd have so much lighting and catering on an outdoor shoot if the guys were doing a climb up a mountain. But of course, you know, the actual industry itself, there's lots of guys behind the scenes. And more importantly, what's, I think, the driving force of that is what's going on online, what's going on in communities that are being built around these films. That's what's critical to see. And those are obviously, when we can showcase them live in front of an audience, you get that connection with the content, but you get the connection with the actual spaces. If it's a mountain film, it's the mountains. Yeah. You get that live. And that's kind of our biggest USP, you know, our unique selling point is making sure people are enjoying it together and live.
So let's talk about what they're going to be enjoying this year. Having said this up front, I have to warn you, a number of the nights are already sold out. But talk us through some of the highlights this year. I see you've grouped sort of a surf night, a bike night, a conservation night. So you've kind of taken similar films and grouping them together on an evening.
Correct. Yeah, that was in keeping with our sort of theme from 2019. Yep. We obviously were prepared to do that again in 2020. Obviously, we didn't do it because of COVID. We just felt that, you know, grouping the genres allows us to then hone in on the specific characters, the specific filmmakers in those genres. Obviously, for example, a surf genre, there's a lot of local surf content being produced and there's a lot of great local surfers. So it lends itself to bringing those guys in and creating a specific surf night. Obviously, there's other multiple nights, there's climbing night, there's conservation night. And then what we've also tried to do is try to incorporate a feature scenario where we bring in two or three or four, it depends on how many we were able to get hold of, feature films. Meaning a film that's of a documentary length, 1.5 hours to 1 hour 45. This year we brought in two international productions, and those will be screening on Saturday night and then again on Monday night. The one is a very quirky story. It's called Race to Alaska, and really just a crazy community of characters around the sailing community out of Vancouver in North America and Canada, obviously. That's the one. And then on Saturday night we have Yamnuska, which is called Yamnuska the Ragged Edge, which is the name of the film. Totally. Mm-hmm. It's about the Canadian Rockies and how the Canadian Rockies influenced Canadian climbing. So obviously our goal as we grow is to try to encourage local filmmakers to produce longer feature film type documentaries like Mark Pastiche, which we mentioned earlier. But at this point, we're obviously, the local guys are producing shorter content, shorter videos, shorter films, which we've brought in and grouped in these
and
genres.
Clustered. Okay. Yeah. So let's run through. You open tomorrow night. I know opening night is already sold out. So sorry for you. If you missed it, you were too late. But you've got Surf Night is on the 16th of April at Jack Black Taproom. Bike Night is on the 17th at Orms. Conservation Night is at the Labia on the 18th. Climbing Night is on the 19th at the Labia. In between those feature nights, the whole program is available on your website. You've talked about the two feature films. Are there any absolutely you must not miss local shorts in the mix there that you want to give a mention to?
Well, sadly,
to?
The one I'm going to mention is also a sold out night. but that's on Sunday night. We have a new themed genre called Spirit of Adventure.
Yeah.
And this was something we were kind of excited about launching, was trying to bridge the gap between the actual athletes and their stories specifically, and how guys are just, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and grinding it out, you know, in these amazing settings. And the one film in particular on that night is Don't Look Back. It's a local production. It's produced by a filmmaker by the name of Ray True Brown. And that film basically showcases the story of two front end riders in a rhino. It's the race is called the Rhino Run. It's an incredible race all the way from the south coast of South Africa all the way through to Namibia, 2,000 plus kilometers. And these two guys battle it out at the front of the race. And it is extremely emotional, exciting, sad in parts. It's quite something. Ray did a great job there. So we've got Dean Leslie, who's also another great South African director, and he's showcasing two sets of films, one on opening night featuring Ryan Sands. Ryan Sands was supposed to be there for opening night as well, but he couldn't make it, sadly. But Dean will step in and definitely tell the story.
Good.
From that film, that's An Ode to Failure.
Oh, I've seen it. Right. It's incredible. Yeah. And we've spoken about it on the show, how Ryan went back and back and back again to try and conquer that mountain in France. I won't say more than that because I want listeners. But that sold out, did you say?
That's
that
unfortunately
one?
Sold out.
It is so worth watching.
In particular, which I could encourage your listeners, it's a very interesting production. It's actually our closing night. It's called Shaped by Water. We've listed it as a feature, but it's actually a two-part film.
Okay.
Dean Leslie is directing that again, and he's been directing it on behalf of an international company by the name of 11th Hour Racing. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's the Shaped by Water title is talking to our connection to the ocean and water at large. So it's an amazing montage of beautifully shot imagery from around the world. And the two-part scenario is that the second film then features the characters. And one of those characters is Zandile Ndlovu, who's one of our, massive ambassadors for freediving in South Africa and doing amazing things. So she's in the film. And between Dean and Zandi on stage thereafter, I think we're going to have quite a night regaling some stories.
Have you still got some tickets left for that one?
There are a few left for that.
That's so very good news indeed.
Don't miss out.
Okay, so let's talk ticketing. As I've mentioned, three different venues. So the Labia, the Orms Showroom in Roland Street, and the Jack Black Taproom. What you need to do is first go onto the website, capetownadventurefilm.com. Take a look at the program, identify the films you want to see, and then click through to Quicket to make your booking. How much are tickets this year, James?
They range from 120 to 200, depending on the venue. Our two Jack Black venues, our evenings at Jack Black will include a burger and a beer inclusion in that. Obviously, burgers and beers go well with films.
Yeah.
That all the ticket information is available on the Quicket profiles. Each event is listed.
So final question is about numbers. I mean, when you started, this was, as I said, the little fledgling event that you had big dreams for. What's your audience growth been like?
Well, Pip, of course, the downturn of COVID, that was a massive knock for us. End of 2019, we had proposed a full two-week festival in 2020, which was foiled. We've just slimmed that down slightly to the 1 week or the nine events in total. But in total, it's reached reaching an audience of approximately 2,000 plus audiences or audience members if sold out.
Okay.
We're getting close to that. And just a general touch point across multiple communities around the world and locally in the adventure space. So it's really becoming quite the recognized platform. And we're very excited about the fact that we've been able to relaunch.
So glad to have you back on the local events calendar. James Hallett, founder of the Cape Town Adventure Film Festival. So once again, check out capetownadventurefilm.com for details of the different screenings. Starts tomorrow, runs until the 20th of April, and booking is on Quicket. All the best to you and the team, James.
Thank you so much, Papa. Thanks. Appreciate it.